contained in the audit really validates many of the efforts we've already undertaken over the past year and a half.
NFTA Executive Director Kimberly Minkle responding to this audit. Minkle tells WBFO News cutting back on the authority's police department is not something the NFTA would consider.
No, in my opinion, you know, the safety and security of our system is really paramount to our operations, and I think it's really imperative that we provide a safe and secure system for the public to use and enjoy.
Minkle says the authority has already scaled back on its police force, but the audit said the NFTA should work closely with municipal law enforcement agencies to cut back on duplication of services, even at its airports. Assemblyman Sean Ryan of Buffalo agrees with the audit's findings.
The NFTA police were doing the same job as the Buffalo police on many occasions. As we know, they're law enforcement officials, and they have full authority. So the audit revealed that, you know, they gave more parking tickets and speeding tickets than they did tickets for fare evasion. So they're engaging in general policing services to the community, which is not the core mission, of course. And the core mission is to provide safe and secure transportation, both on buses and the subways.
But Minkle noted that at the Buffalo and Niagara Falls airports, the NFTA must follow and comply with TSA regulations for its security. Now, the audit also calls on the NFTA to end its free fare zone along the downtown Buffalo Metrorail line. Minkle says the authority did examine that possibility back in 2010, but learned it would be too costly to put in ticket vending machines along the rail line's downtown corridor. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.